This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, as we continue to celebrate your greatest gift to us, the gift of your Son coming to earth, may you continue to enable us to open a place in our hearts to receive him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Be seated. Merry Christmas. I heard a story of a young mother with four children, and in this post-Christmas experience, she was quite tired and worn out, and the kids are running all over the place in the house, wreaking havoc on a rainy day, and suddenly there is a ring of a doorbell. And she answers the doorbell, and it's the pastor from the church up the street. And he takes one look at her and realizes this was a tough day to come visit. And he says to her, "Well, I'm sorry I caught you at a bad time, but, you know, we're building that new children's home as part of our church, and we thought maybe you'd like to make a donation." And she says, "Well, I'll do my best. How about two boys and two girls?" It can be a tough time of year for a single mom. Personally, and I think for most clergy, these post-Christmas days are our favorite, because the pace of life at least slows down for a little bit, and we can enjoy family time playing and trying to figure out the newest technological gadgets that Santa brought, and just enjoying each other's presence. P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. Which is indeed the greatest present we get. But families aren't always so easy. A friend of mine once said that to call something a dysfunctional family is redundant. Nobody gets it perfect. There is no perfect family other than Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There is always a mess. There is always chaos. And yet what this beautiful prologue to John's gospel is trying to get us to understand is that this Christ we celebrate at Christmas has been there for all time. So why do we continue to try and wait until everything is in perfect order for us to let him in? If you were here at Christmas, we reflected on the opportunity and call we all have to be on the journey, because it is when we are on the journey that God shows up in the resting places. Well, perhaps today is part two of that. That it's not only in the resting places where God shows up. Jesus is going to show up in the midst of the mess. So why did we wait? We have a sort of a tradition now that on this Sunday sort of helps to bring that experience into a bit of reality. You know, we busted a lot of myths in our Advent sermons. Well, maybe we bust another one of those myths here today. We think of that manger scene, and it is serene at nighttime, and probably there would have been this sound of the crickets and bugs at night. The hymn tells us that the cattle were lowing, so there probably would have been the sound of cows doing their thing. Well, we know that there was a donkey involved, so there probably would have been that sound as well. And we know that the shepherds came, guided by the star, and with them would have come the sheep. And wherever I have been around sheep, there is always a sheep dog. And wherever there are sheep, there are also goats. And this manger scene, you know, that was a big inn. Those people ate breakfast, so they had to have eggs, and to get the eggs, they would have had to have chickens. And wherever there are chickens, there are roosters. And not to neglect our other two-legged flying creatures, there would have probably been ducks around there. And chances are that inn was not a kosher inn. And so chances are there would have been pigs. And since the manger scene, the reason that all of those animals are gathered there is partially because the people traveling to the inn had to have a place to keep their animals at night while they were in the inn. So chances are there would have been horses there that they were using for transportation. And wherever there are horses, there are horse flies. And then we're told that the wise men came from afar, and they would have come by camel. Yes, that's a camel sound. And now, there was no room at the inn. Why? Because the inn was full, and it's nighttime. Those people weren't on a silent retreat. So chances are, there is a party going on in that inn. Now, with all of that, this idea that the little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes, so I think that's a myth. I think this is what we would have heard. Now, the thing is this. Those animals and insects and everybody else would not have been performing to cue. We would have had crickets and cows and donkeys and sheep and dogs and goats and chickens and roosters and ducks and pigs and horses, and flies, and camels, and the party going on, and the baby crying. With all of that as our true backdrop, let us now sing. song will never be the same again for you. And I hope it isn't. It makes a point. There was a mess. And we just did the sounds. Next year, we might do the smells. It was real life, folks. And this God chooses to come to us in the midst of the mess. How often are we waiting? God, let me get this part of life squared away first, and then I'll deal with that. Let me get this chaos cleaned up. And it's like, you know, when you want to have somebody over for dinner and you want to get the house just spick and span and the doorbell's already ringing. Well, the doorbell has rung. He was there for all eternity. And besides, he knows about the mess you're in. He knows about the chaos that your heart is in. He knows about the dirt and the grime that you tried to sweep under the heart rug of your life. And he says, just let me in now, and we can work through this. This was a challenge for the early church. You know, as Jesus left, suddenly they're trying to reconcile. How can this little baby born of a virgin, Mary, be the Son of God? How can eternal, almighty God, how can I reconcile that with this little child who walked among us? And all of the early arguments in our church have to deal with who this Jesus really was. And we can thank a lot of our Celtic forebears who said that, you know, there is goodness in creation itself. There is goodness in us. And this God came to be one of us to show us that. So why do we wait? Nobody's family is perfect. Whether it's a family at home or a spiritual family of a church. But Jesus still is there. And he wants us to welcome him in. I want to end today with a fable that comes to us from the Jewish tradition. And it tells the story of a man who hears of the city of light. And he wants to go there. And so he gets up and he leaves his hometown and everything he knows, and he travels towards the city of light. And he travels until it's almost sunset, where he puts up in a tent. And when he goes to bed at night, he takes off his shoes and he puts his shoes pointing in the direction that he is traveling, so that when he wakes up the next morning, he will travel towards the city of light. Well, unbeknownst to him, in the middle of the night, a stranger comes and turns his shoes around. And he gets up the next morning and he begins excitedly to travel towards the city of light. And just about sunset, he sees the vista of this town and he thinks, this looks pretty familiar to me. And he travels inside the city gate and he comes to a neighborhood and he says, this looks pretty familiar to me. And he walks down the street and into his house. And he says, this looks very familiar to me, and in his city of light, he lived happily ever after. The light has come into the world. In the midst of our mess, in the midst of our chaos, the journey that we are called to be on begins at home. Let him in now. He's already there.
Amen.